Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title at National Harbor.
Deborah Topsic, Director of Marketing.
Yes, and we are here because we are talking about Harbor Halloween. It's going to return on Sunday, October 22nd from noon to 3 p.m. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us. What's one of my favorite days, Harbor Halloween.
Absolutely. So before we get to the individual events, how long has it been going on?
You know, that's a great question. I'm going to say I've been here at National Harbor 9 years, and I think I started it. We had a couple years off during COVID, but last year was our first year back, and we had a great turnout last year.
Great, great. Do you have any idea? And it's okay, I can cut it out if you don't, but do you have any ballpark idea of how many people came through?
Yeah, so last year we had about 6,000 people, families, moms, dads, grandma, grandpas, you know, everyone, dogs, everyone came out to National Harbor for a great day.
Awesome. And remind them where exactly it's located. I mean, everyone's familiar, at least in the area, probably knows National Harbor generally, but what physical spaces once we get there is things going to go down?
Yeah, once you arrive in the Waterfront District at National Harbor on Waterfront Street, find a parking garage. We have several, or a parking lot. And, you know, we have trick-or-treating at our hotels, at our restaurants, at our retail shops. And then down on the plaza, so right on the water, we have movies, Hocus Pocus, and we'll have a pumpkin carving contest. So it's all around the Waterfront District.
Awesome. Cool. And yeah, we'll go into all those individually now then. So let me see. So I have the list here. I'm going to try to go chronologically, but I know some of them overlap. So it's not, you know, to a science, but I'll just tee them up one at a time. All right. So I believe the first thing, let me look. Yeah. So I believe the first chronologically would be the Halloween spins, the Ferris wheel, because that starts at noon, from noon to five.
You know, while you're at National Harbor for Harbor Halloween, come a little early, stay a little later, and make sure you take a ride on the Capitol wheel. All kids in their costume are going to get free with a paid adult. So it's just another fun, elevated way to see National Harbor.
Right. And the views from up there are awesome, aren't they?
You're 180 feet above the Potomac River, so it's fun. I'm not going to lie to you. When I'm in there, I usually have a little dance party. So there's plenty of room, and they've got music going. And especially with your little kids, like, you definitely want to have a dance party when you're in the Capitol Wheel.
Absolutely. So dress up in your costume. And if the kid's in a costume, they get the ride for free. All right.
Exactly.
And then from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. is the trick or treating. So how exactly does that? I mean, we all know what trick or treating is, but how does it work? how does it work in this format?
Definitely. We have over 30 restaurants, hotel, retailers. They'll be handing out candy throughout the time, 12:30 to 2:30. So you'll just go and we'll give you a map, and you can also see it online. We'll closer to the event, we'll post a map online, and you'll be able to see which restaurants and stores are giving away candy. And so there'll be a line outside. Just hand out your pumpkin, say your favorite trick-or-treating line, and get some candy.
Awesome. And that's not only do the kids get candy, it's probably a good way for the parents to check out the different stores and restaurants and, you know, maybe make a mental note. Oh, we should come back here.
Exactly. Make a mental note of where you want to shop afterwards or where you want to dine afterwards. All those are possibilities here at National Harbor.
Awesome. Okay. And then from 1 o'clock to 2:30 p.m. on the plaza screen, you know, I love movies. So tell us what we got. Movies on the Potomac.
You know, like I said, we've been doing Harbor Halloween for 9 years, and every year for last 9 years, we've shown Hocus Pocus. That is our tradition during Harbor Halloween. We thought about showing Hocus Pocus too, but we wanted to stay with the tradition. So we have the original Hocus Pocus playing on the screen from 1 to 2:30.
Awesome. And why? I mean, that's cool that it's a tradition. So if people come to Harbor Halloween, they know that that's what they're going to see. Why do you personally love Hocus Pocus so much? Why is it such a good movie for the season?
You know, I think it's also, it's an older movie. I don't want to say old as you know, came out in the 90s. And I don't want to say that I'm old, but, you know,
it's relatively new in the grand scheme of movie history, but it's still old enough to be a classic now.
Definitely. But you know what? Now those people that saw the original time when it came out, they're the ones that are having kids. So parents are being able to experience one of their favorite holiday movies, one of their favorite Halloween movies with their children. And that's what makes it so special. We have so many life cycles, from engagements to gender reveals, to bring your kid to Harbor Halloween, to bringing your kid to this tree, to everything. We revolve around families in any time of your life. And so this is a great experience to share one of your favorite Halloween movies with your children.
And then it's starting at 2:30 on the Plaza stage, a pumpkin carving contest. Like who's doing this? Can if people had to sign up ahead of time, or are these like expert carvers?
These are some of our chefs. So Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center, they're one of their chefs is going to be carving pumpkins. Jose Martinez from Corinto Gallery. So he's an artist. He's going to be carving pumpkins. So we have different people from different aspects of our retail and restaurants. They'll be carving pumpkins. And then the audience gets to decide which one is the best.
Oh, so you, all right. So if you've done this in past years, give us an idea. Like, what are some of the things that they've carved? I mean, obviously traditional jack-o'-lanterns, but is there anything really creative that has happened?
I think last year's winning one was a minion. So we don't really have any rules. We give them their pumpkins a couple days before. They're allowed to gut it, and then, but no drawings on it. And then they have 30 minutes to create what they're going to do. So I've seen drill guns out there. I've seen paintbrushes. I have seen, you know, carving knives and, you know, a wide variety of pumpkins that will emerge after those 30 minutes.
That's so, so cool. And then the audience, I guess they all do a vote and the best pumpkin.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yes.
Cool. And does the winner get anything?
We have a gigantic pumpkin carving contest trophy for them. So it's a couple feet tall and, you know, they get to display that with pride.
They get the glory too. All right. And then, I guess last but not least, if you have a pet, come down at 2:45 in the Plaza stage for the pet paw raid. What's that?
Yeah. So last year we actually had so many people for the pet paw raid that we have divided into categories, and you do need to pre-register. You can pre-register on our website. We have four different categories based on the size of your pet. And then there's a miscellaneous category and things like that, but they paw around the stage, our stage. And we vote on the best costume in that category. And we will have prizes for we'll have prizes for all the winning dogs, cats, birds, or whatever has the best costume.
Awesome. Oh, and I guess I should ask if the pets are with your family throughout the day, I assume they can go door to door trick or treating, but I assume, yes. I guess they're not allowed on the Ferris wheel probably, are they?
You know, they're not, but I will say someone that wants to bring their pet on the Ferris wheel, during Christmas time, their Capitol Wheel is having a special dog with Santa picture opportunity. So come back in a couple of weeks.
Oh, and the Christmas one, you can put your dog on the Ferris wheel. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And we have one during the summer where they actually do a National Dog Day where you can bring your your dog.
All right. Well, we can do a follow-up interview around Christmas. We'll do a whole separate story on that. But anyway, you know, bring the dog. They can stand down with one of the parents or something while the other one takes the kid up or something.
Yeah. Yes.
And they can watch Hocus Pocus and the pumpkin, all the other outdoor stuff, the pet.
Definitely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Well, I have more than enough to work with. I guess just sort of in closing, like pretend I'm not here and you're speaking directly to our WTOP listeners and just invite them out. You know, hey, DMV, come on out. You're going to have fun on Halloween.
We hope everyone in the DMV joins us here at National Harbor. It's right off of 495-95, easy access. And join us for Harbor Halloween, October 22nd. Great day, lots of fun, and a little sweet. You know, you get some candy.
Awesome. Again, it's Sunday, October 22nd from noon to 3 p.m. at National Harbor. Everyone head to nationalharbor.com for more information. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, bye.
Have a great day.